Welcome to Yalla Rocks. Today we have Dawn Devine with an awesome Q&A. Dawn is a costumer and historian well known for some of her books, including The Cloth of Egypt, All About a Suit, and Zill's Music on Your Fingertips. If you follow Dawn for a while, you may be part of her group on Facebook, which she polled for some must-answer questions, and today she's giving you the answers. Does Dawn dance? Is she ever going to publish her master's thesis? What about reprints of some of her previous titles that have gone out of print? Dawn answers these and more, along with some wonderful insight into her research and how some of her works came to be. You can find links to all of Dawn's online stuff at thebellydancebundle.com/107.
Hello there, my name is Dawn Devine, and welcome to this podcast. As I record this, I am sitting in my office in front of a wall of books and talking to my computer, visualizing some wonderful people on the other side. I just want to start off with a great big shout out to Tiffany and the rest of the crew over at the Belly Dance Bundle. I have to tell you, after taking time off, because, you know, Tiffany had to press that pause button to have her own little bundle of joy, she is back. And I'm so grateful that so am I. I was just thrilled to get invited back to participate in the Belly Dance Bundle 2023. I have been delighted in the past to share my historical research, and I look forward to bringing you another talk, this time a little more nuts and bolts and a little deep divey, but we're not going to talk about that here, all right? But in this new evolution, this new iteration of the Yalla Rocks podcast, we've been asked to put together solo episodes. So I asked some of my peeps over in my Facebook group, Studio Divina Behind the Seams, what they would like to hear from me. And they did not hold back. They suggested a Q&A, and they offered some hard-hitting questions that I'm going to just, you know, I picked a handful, and yeah, let's get going. So the first big question, which several asked and several chuckled at, you know, with their little emojis, is, do you ever dance? And the answer is, yeah, I do dance. So I was once a professional dancer back in the 90s and in San Diego when I was young and trim and fit, back before the turn of the century. And I was good, but I wasn't quite at that fully polished showgirl level that the Southern California belly dance scene embraces. My dance heroes include Fatim and Mesmera, who I was lucky enough to study with throughout that era. So I had really good dance chops, but I was always a little goofy, as many of you already know, I'm a little goofy. So in the fullness of time, I have performed as sort of a call-in B-grade restaurant sub. I have performed professionally as a community dancer, doing talks and dances at schools, at park and rec departments for community shows. And also, I was an officer of MECTA for many, many years, RMP MECTA. Oh, we miss you. And I hosted a lot of shows. So I really take great joy in putting together events where I can encourage the dance community to share their hard work and talent with amongst themselves. So I like creating space. I'm really more of a dance promoter than a dancer. But I do have a little troupe, and you can find video of me on my YouTube channel. You can access that through my blog, divina.us, if you really want to see me dance all these years later. You know, it's a hobby now. The dance part of my life is a hobby at this point. So another person asks, what are you doing with all this ongoing research? Well, that's a great question. My research falls into three buckets, but they are all connected by the title, The Visual Timeline of Belly Dance. When I first started belly dancing, there wasn't a lot of resources and reference material that could be trusted, that had, you know, annotated bibliographies and citations. You know, we would see a picture, but we wouldn't necessarily know who painted it. Or we would see a photograph, but we wouldn't know what movie that picture was taken from. And in the era before before the internet existed, we had to rely on magazines and books. And when I started, you know, there just wasn't that much there. Throughout the 90s, books started publishing, especially that classic. Did it come out in the late 80s, early 90s? Serpent of the Nile. That was really sort of my jumping off point because I loved that book, but also cringed a little because as somebody who is very interested in art history, there wasn't enough information about the artworks. You know, they were used to illustrate this timeline, but they weren't discussed in a scholarly way. It was a coffee table book created for hobbyists during the coffee table book era, right? So, I set out, you know, when I was 18, 19, taking my first art history and costume design classes to start this visual timeline of belly dance that I've been working on ever since. Whenever I locate a little pocket of historical documentation, I dive deeply into it. So my buckets within this visual timeline of belly dance, or my areas of emphasis or deep interest, include belly dance at World's Fairs and the Salome movement. And my last two talks here on the bundle, they were on those topics. Mad About Maud, and then Danse du Ventre, 1889, about the World's Fair in Paris, 1889. The one where they built the Eiffel Tower, right? So will I ever publish the visual timeline of belly dance? And that answer is unfortunately no, because it's so expensive to get image rights for all of these images, especially after 1927. Prior to 1927, it's now in that sort of, you know, public domain zone. So you can just use them, you know, pending on how they are used and stored. But, you know, your visual timeline of dance in that case ends at 1927. And there's a lot of history between 27 and today, 100 years, in fact. And so I will not be the person to write that book. But hopefully someday somebody will create a definitive historical guide to the history of belly dance. We just haven't gotten there yet. So another question I got was, will you republish your out-of-print books, especially Costumes of the Maghreb and Style File? Okay. Costumes of the Maghreb was only out for a brief period of time. It's about the costuming of the Yamazigh people across North Africa. It was a very lovely little booklet that I had so much fun putting together. But at the time that I released it was in this transition between it being acceptable to use the word Berber and not being acceptable. And I wound up releasing the book and then pulling it off the market because I really needed to like sit back and be respectful of the cultures that I was sharing. So I started reworking it. And then I decided that I would put the content into the Costuming from the Hip rewrite. So I'll talk about that in a minute. The other book, Style File, same thing. It became outdated. So through the peak of belly dance popularity, you know, and, you know, this is recent history here, you know, the belly dance superstars, Shakira, Sting, this whole moment in 2000 that started in 2003, And sort of culminated with, 2010 when we had belly dancers on America's Got Talent's Kai and Sadie. So, you know, in that era, belly dance rode this major, major high. You know, it was crazy. We thought it was going to last forever. But unfortunately, the popularity of belly dance started to dim as all of these big name stars had made their splash, had their careers. The belly dance superstars came to an end. And, you know, we all sort of settled into a world where belly dance was not pushed by the global zeitgeist and in the popular cultural milieu. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of interest in me rewriting a book, you know, to modernize it and update it when we have fewer and fewer dancers in our world today. So I'm taking the content from Style File, modernizing and updating it, and putting it in the rewrite of Costume from the Hip. But I don't want to talk about Costume from the Hip here. That'll be out soon. We're working on it. It's the next book. Just date TBA. So another question is, will you publish your master's thesis? That's a no. No. And there are a bunch of reasons why this just wouldn't work. So first off, I worked on it between 97 and 99. And it's in the art history academic mode. It's dry as dust. And I was at UC Davis in this art history department. I worked on it. It was about Victorian art. So it was called From High Art to High Fashion, Queen Magazine and the Aesthetic Movement. So it was definitely about high Victorian haute couture, right? And this very specific magazine, Queen Magazine, all right? So it was very niche. It's very dry. And now it's extremely way out of date. I think I have a copy of it, but it doesn't make good reading and it's not very useful or interesting, right? So my master's thesis is not gonna get published. However, I worked on the very core, the very kernel of the Asut book, you know, The Cloth of Egypt, all about Asut. That started when I was in graduate school. It was rejected as a thesis topic. My thesis committee was not interested. Well, my thesis advisor was not interested, let's put it that way. And so I did something that was more in keeping with her research, not my own research. So I have, you know, written a book about finger symbols that started off as a major research project about finger symbols in museums around the world. And, you know, that went on to become a book. The Cloth of Egypt went on to become a book. And I'm very proud of this work. And it was work that I started when I was in graduate school, just not my master's thesis. All right. So my next question is, what is my favorite subject to share and teach? Okay. So this has a little bit of a disclaimer. I don't know if you're a specialist in history, writing, or costuming. Okay. Well, so in this world where we have this phrase, jack of all trades, master of none, which, you know, I'm not a jack of all trades. I have focused on the subject of belly dance. So the teaching, the historian side of me, the writing side of me, the costume side of it, everything revolves around the subject of belly dance. Like most of this library right in here. You know, I'm pointing behind me. I know it's a podcast. You can't see. But I have worked on the subject of belly dance from many different angles. So my costuming has been a trade that I've worked. As a costume designer, I went to, you know, did my BA in theater and visual arts, right? So I was a costume maker in theatrical venues. I spent the longest time at the La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego. And now I do custom work. And my sewing and costuming serves my publications. This is what I do. This is my, like, what do folks call that? My cutting edge. It's my superpower, is that I can make costumes and I can demonstrate and tell people what order of construction and how to do it. I'm very open to sharing. I'm happy to teach costuming, but I consider that my trade. My history, this academic part of my life, I was a college professor briefly. I taught, you know, I lectured at Davis. I went to a couple of community colleges, included Sierra College in Rockland, California. And then I taught at the Milpitas Adult Program when I got to the Bay Area. And now I teach independently via Patreon. But history is my passion. I am passionately driven to explore and delve into the archives to find history. And that's why I'm talking about the nuts and bolts of, you know, the toolbox of the historian in my bundle talk. And why did I become a writer? Because that's the easiest and most efficient way of sharing content. So in 1993, when I published Costume from the Hip, my first book, you know, that's now having its 30th year anniversary. Yikes, where'd the time go? Anyways, when I published that, the best way to communicate information was in book form. So I put my costume, you know, trade information, My subject was belly dance, and I became a writer. So this is all sort of wrapped up all into one big sort of belly dance pie, shall we say. So because I'm in the middle of it, as I work on the rewrite for Costuming from the Hip, I'm including a lot more historical information, because that book is actually going to be, doubled, maybe doubled and a half. I'm shooting for about 220 to 250 pages, of which there's an entire first section that is now belly dance history, up until 1927. Past that, it's kind of hard. Again, that whole getting image rights and stuff, it's a little expensive. Anyways, you understand. So there's going to be costume history in there. There's going to be information about costuming, all of it belly dance, Costume from the Hip, 30-year anniversary edition. And then when I'm done with that book, I'm going to work on some of those other projects, like the Salamania project, which birthed the Mad About Maud talk, and the World's Fair project, Belly Dancers at World's Fair, which, you know, I presented in the last bundle, Danse de Ventre, 1889. Now, I'm a super nerd. This is what gives my jam. This is my love and my passion. And I really just appreciate having this opportunity to share with you my ongoing and current research. In this bundle, I'll be talking about how I do it, why I do it, and how you can do it too. It's very, very informative. So I hope I will see you on the other side for the Belly Dance Historian's Toolkit. Thank you for listening. I just want to say again, thank you so much, Tiffany and crew, for inviting me back for another year of the Belly Dance Bundle. I look forward to all of the classes and all of the amazing teachers that I get to study with from my little dance spot right behind me on, you know, my little studio that I call an office. If you want to find me on the web, my website is www.davina.us. It's been there forever and a day. My website started let's put it that way. And you can find me now teaching history and sewing, but not dance, on Patreon. And I am active in social media on Instagram, where you can follow me for weird stuff, weird assorted eclectic stuff, and on Facebook, where I talk about dance and costuming. I hope that you have a great day. Thank you for taking time out to spend some time chatting about dance and costuming and history and writing. I hope that you enjoy the bundle as much as I do, and I will see you on the inside. Take care and be well. As always, happy dance and costuming. Bye.